Hey everyone, really fun episode of the show today. We talked about the controversial Persona Mint on ETH and where it could go from here. We also talked a little bit about crypto price action, especially given some live breaking news on Uniswap having a new proposal to reward token holders. And lastly, we wrapped it up with some Solana NFT talk as Nick made one surprise purchase live during the show. Enjoy and have a great rest of your day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. We got a badass show. We got a badass crew with myself, Nifty Nick, and Kix.
Back to back, baby.
Throughout the week, Nick is giving me some signs to let him on the stage. He is on, and he is getting sent a co-host invite as well. But we got a kick-ass show today. We're discussing the controversial Persona Mint that happened yesterday. They raised a clean $5.5 million, but there were... It didn't come with any controversy. That's for sure. We're also going to talk about... It did come. I apologize. The latest... $100 million funding announcement. I don't know if you saw that one, Nick. I want to ask you about that, about VC. Looks like they're back. VCs are back in Web3. They're investing. They're throwing cash around. They're throwing their weight around. And we're going to talk about the recent Solana NFTs we've been checking out. Nick, I... sent you another invite to the space, but today's show, actually today's Bodago of the day is Jake. I want to give a quick shout out to Jake, spelled with a four instead of an A. But he's been dropping some cool charts about Bodago holder count. Looks good. Chart looks good. I'm not gonna lie, as a unbiased person. Also some listing counts. Anyways, shout out to Jake. I really appreciated him putting this out. I've been trying to highlight more people, dropping some content on Twitter. And Bodago have been crushing that recently. So shout out to Jake. You can follow him at Jake, J4KE underscore tunes on Twitter. We will also pin his tweet up top. Before we get started, did you guys see a Karate Combat promo video they did for their event tomorrow with BitBoy Crypto's fight?
No.
They better have an EKG on deck at that fight.
This guy is not ready to take on a fight. I don't like. What are we doing here?
Is there sports books for this?
Look at the guy he's competing against. He's gonna get the shit beat out of him.
That guy's name's More Light. Like, what did that guy go down to South America, take some ayahuasca, get battled by a Mesopotamian 6D demon, and come back and decide he's gonna be a boxer? Like, what the hell is that? More Light. That's his name.
Yeah, they got to figure out the branding for this. I believe this is happening in Mexico. That will be happening tomorrow.
You can get away with a lot more in Mexico, for sure. Oh, if someone dies accidentally in Mexico, you're fine.
And then some people were saying this looks like you, Kix, that he is fighting. More Light. Easy was saying that this guy looks exactly like you. I don't know if you have anything to add on to that.
Yeah, I can see the resemblance. I definitely have a doppelganger-esque look to me. I get that a lot. I actually, fun fact, at a college party during summer, so it was within the area that I was raised, ran into a guy that looked literally identical to me at a party. Should have exchanged numbers, but like literally identical to me. I think we probably had the same dad. I'm not sure though, but it was insane.
People are saying this guy, this is the Harry Potter Obama Sonic 10 Inu Dev. Is this the guy that smoked crack live?
That's awesome. I mean, that just goes to show that you can smoke crack and you can show up well dressed. Like those things aren't mutually exclusive.
100%. This guy looks fit. Looks like he can take it. And now you're getting some work.
He definitely did ayahuasca down in South America, battled a Mesopotamian 6D demon, and then came up with Harry Potter Obama Sonic Inu. Like that's factual. That's probably in the history books.
And now I know what I'm doing this weekend,
smoking crack.
Anyways, moving on to the more professional part of the show. Before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to Tensor, the partner of today's show, the latest partnership between the Nifty and Bodagos. We are absolutely psyched about this partnership. They're the leading Solana NFT marketplace, and they've recently rolled out Price Lock, this feature, new feature in 2024 on collections like Crypto Undeads, Tensorians, Bodago. There's like 10 plus collections on there. You can go long, you can go short on some of these Solana NFTs.
What was the one we wanted to short?
crypto. Well, there were multiple you wanted to short. You wanted to short crypto undeads and OK Bears after their snapshot. So yes. you can short something. You put in like a specific fee. You put in a fee for it, and then depending on what the price is after that, you make a spread on it. So there's people that can fund it. I was kind of playing with it this morning. It takes a little bit of a learning curve, but once you get on it, they have a little calculator, which is what I'm using right now, that you can get your feet wet a little bit before going in. I almost like shorted the hell out of crypto and debt this morning accidentally. And right before doing, I was like, let me learn a little bit more about this. But yeah, we're going to be doing some segments with this later on next week, the following week. So if you want to check it out early, you can go to tensor.trade/lock. To learn more about their price lock feature.
Check out the OK Bears floor and tell me that would have not been the best short price lock move literally ever. I loaded it up on Tensor. Look at that chart. No, you're not going back that far. Jeez Louise, dude.
This is the 1A chart.
You're on it. No, you're, I know, you're, but-
I want to zoom out a little bit more, but yeah, look, I mean, these things were, they were up at 22 SOL at the OK Dogs announcement.
Yeah. And that's basically where I was like, yeah, I would short this. And now it's at 13.
Yeah.
Boom. Who's a shot caller?
The thing is, you need someone else to like fund it. So basically you put up, like, if you're funding this, you put up your ETH or your NFT and you have a set price that you would like be willing to set it at. So, or else I would be like, oh, this is a no brainer. I'm just going to,
naked short.
I'm just going to short something pre-reveal, right? Like, but right now, like some of our Bodago's Discord has been printing, just shorting the hell out of Marms, like hard. So they've been printing on that. Like, if you shorted that thing at when it was at 4 SOL, now it's at 2 SOL. Don't remind me. And I listed a lot of mine.
You would think if like a reveal was coming up, there would be some implied volatility in the spread of the options, right?
Yeah, people much.
Doesn't seem efficient to me.
I don't think this uses implied. This doesn't do implied volatility.
That's like, not why there's a lot of money to be made. You're just going up against another dude that's like thinks they're a market maker, you know, out of their mom's basement or something.
But you want, or someone that's just like a hardcore community. They're like just
there's
unreasonably bullish.
Timing is important because, like, for example, Mad Lads had pumped to 200 again, pulled back to 180, I think, was something like the cycle, or maybe I'm off by 10 SOL or something like that. But the I did not loan at the peak the other day. I had a loan come due. I got paid back, and then I'm like, dude, I'm not lending out the money at this price. And now it's pulled back some, but I've been thinking about the implications of the sort of lending side of things and when you want to take the counter position. And there is a decent amount of risk in those loans. The loans on Mad Lads have gotten so efficient that you're getting 100% loan to value. It's sometimes more than 100%.
And you are on Sharkify, right?
On Sharkify, yeah.
So the big thing there is that because of their points farming now, people are basically willing to almost take a loss or have much higher risk on that because they're earning points while doing it. So it doesn't ruin it, but it's a different game you need to be playing. And the other thing I'll add on the price lock before we get on with the weather report is that there's a 7-day lockup period, right? So you can't do it on like 24 hours, but if you see Mad Lads at like 210, for example, you're like, this feels overpriced, you can bump it down. It's like on ETH, for example. I was looking at it on ETH using Wasabi. The problem there is you're just paying absurd gas fees. Like, it's just like, I was wanting to get Sappy Seal exposure, right? I want to add like an additional 0.3 ETH. So I was like, oh, like, what about flooring protocol? And it's just like, okay, if I want to buy like $600 worth of Sappy Seal fractionalized tokens, I'm paying like $50 in gas. So this is fun. I like doing it on Sol because it's just basically zero transaction.
7-day betting, though. I mean, that is a tough one.
Yeah, it's not for the light of heart, but the Bodago's Discord is all over it. And they've been making money on Marms. So anyways, yeah, go check out Tensor. Tensor's price lock feature. You can go check it out now at tensor.trade/lock. Kicks. Let's kick this thing off. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. It's been a wild 24 hours, actually. So let's kick this off whenever you are ready.
Cool. I'm going to try to do it in an auctioneer voice just to speed it up a little bit. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Friday, February 23rd. We got ETH market volume coming in at 26 million. Solana market volume coming in at 8. NFT market leaders, CanPy Pandas, up 8% to almost 3 ETH. Man, those have been cooking. That was a hell of a buy a couple months ago, including a 1 out of 1 selling for 65 ETH. That's wild. Pandora up 43% to 9.9 ETH. Okay, yeah, that's the 404 NFT ERC thingamajiggy. That's cool. Forgotten Runes up 14% to 0.64. And Grape, Sappy Seals, and Wrecked Guys are down 13%. Over the past 24 hours, Persona has successfully minted out their collection, including a 3x oversubscribed max bids of 0.29 ETH each. Clemente was one of them. They effectively raised over $5.5 million. The collection received widespread criticism after bidders had to pay upwards of $100 in gas to bid, and if they lost, another $40 to claim their bid. However, the collection is up nearly 2x from its auction price and currently sits at 0.56 ETH. Hey, you got to pay to play, baby. Got to pay to play. Magic Eden has announced a diamonds claim will be coming on March 13th for all Ethereum users, taking into consideration transactions all the way back to 2017. This is what Nick and I like, being rewarded for our past behavior. We deserve that. This comes 4 days prior to their ETH marketplace launch next week on February 27th. Currently, Magic Eden diamonds are trading for 5 cents. What's 5 cents? That's a nickel, right?
What's 5 cents?
No, don't interrupt.
A diamond. 5 cents a nickel, baby. All right. Ordinals continue to rebound this week as node monkeys are up 2x to 0.28 BTC. Man, I almost got in on those. They're near an all-time high. We got Bitcoin puppets up 70% to almost 0.1 Bitcoin, a new all-time high. It's entering price discovery mode. Last but not least, Web3 venture funding is back as Helios Labs announced a $9.5 million raise with plans to accelerate the adoption of crypto-powered systems and Solana as much as humanly possible. Also, Agen Labs, not sure what they said, the company behind Agen Layer announced Agen a whopping $100 million Series B led by A16Z. That's it for me. Back to you in the studio.
Yo, Clemente, why are you cutting me off?
Kicks in the middle of the weather report. You can't jump in.
These are some like important things. Where is that coming from?
I don't know. I'm a reader. I'm Ron Burgundy. I read the teleprompter, dude.
Can you send your diamonds to other people?
No. This is the OTC market I keep using. It's whales.market. You can list.
This is so fucking stupid. If you're trading these diamonds, which are just a random number. It's a complete random number. The diamonds thing is one of the dumbest things that I've ever seen. It's an opportunity for Magic Eden to do a bullshit marketing campaign over something that literally, like, no one has any clue what it's associated with. They're a complete train wreck over there, but let's move on to the next story.
I don't know. I think the diamond's going to turn into some ERC 721s.
Don't get me wrong. That ERC 20s. Fucking loves this sort of thing. They love this sort of thing.
I don't understand how it trades on Whales Market if you can't move it out of your wallet. Are you just trading on trust? Like, yo, bro, I'll sell them to you for 5 cents. I'll make sure to send them over.
The way I think it's done, I'm assuming, because I haven't actively used the platform. I just like go on it to check what things are selling for, is you would sell the wallet with your diamonds in it. So you take all of the NFTs out of it and then you can't sell a wallet.
Like, oh, hey, man, I burnt the seed phrase over here. Don't worry, bud. What? Or your whole business model is built off of that trust in crypto where everyone's anonymous. Hey, buddy, don't worry, man. I totally deleted the wallet out of my MetaMask, man. You're good, man. Enjoy your points, bud.
Put like, some you used to do that in
World of Warcraft. You sell your World of Warcraft account, and then you just recover it via your email address, and you get your World of Warcraft account back, and you're up $500. Like,
so. Quick question, Kix, before we go to the newsletter. Are you and I going to split a node monk?
A node monk?
Yeah.
I would have been down to split it at 0.16. I don't really like buying tops, man.
You had a Bitcoin puppet.
Nah. I just don't like them. And if the price goes up, I don't care. And I know a lot of people are going to hate me for that. Guess what? I'm allowed to like and not like things. Okay? Last time I checked, America is capitalistic. We're not communist yet, although we're heading in that direction. So I can say I don't like something. Yeah, and I still respect you, and I want the price to go up so you make money. But I don't care for it.
People are telling me I'm just an absolute idiot, apparently, this morning. And you put up collateral before listing your wallet.
That makes sense.
You put up collateral for the points you're selling. So thank you, Alfalfa. Thank you for some of the DMs calling me an idiot. Very appreciated. Nick, do you want to read the newsletter story? So you've been kind of on a heater the last couple of days. People have been saying, hey, I want to hear Nifty Nick read the news. I like his voice.
You're getting DMs like that?
I didn't get DMs on that one. I was reading the YouTube comments, but would you like to read? If not, I can just.
No, I'm down to read it. The other thing, we're operating with 5-hour Nick. I basically fell asleep at like 4 in the morning. It was a complete disaster. Like, holy cow. Could not sleep. It was crazy.
Well, you look good. Was it the devil's lettuce mistake that I made on Monday night?
Nope. Yeah, I don't do drugs, Clemente. Actually, you want to know, if I'm being completely honest, you want to know what happened?
Yeah.
I was watching Casino.
Okay. And it was a long movie, though.
It was a long movie, but they were smoking cigarettes the whole time. And I'm like, that looks like a good idea. I went and smoked a cigarette. And I think the nicotine keeps you up or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a stimulant. Where did you find the cigarette?
In a magical place called my closet.
You got a pack hiding in there, dude?
I have a secret pack.
Parliaments, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I had never seen him smoke a parlor in my life. I just knew.
He does look like.
Wait, so you're telling me that cigarettes keep you up?
Cigarettes are like, so I have a Zin in my mouth right now. So it's going to put nicotine in my bloodstream, which is almost as old as caffeine in terms of its historical stimulative properties. The difference between coffee is its half-life is much shorter. So you should come out of a nicotine high in 45 minutes to an hour. That's why people chain smoke versus a coffee. You know, that's going to last a couple hours.
People acting like I was smoking in the closet. Like, what are you talking about? I'd go outside for that. There's no reason. And I don't normally smoke, by the way. That was just I've always had a secret pack sitting there.
People think that if Nick smokes one cigarette, all of a sudden he's going to like die of lung cancer. Like, he's going to become morbidly addicted and start smoking.
You know what is addicting on that front is those vape pens that all the kids are smoking, man.
Yeah, you got to be careful for.
Dude, Tiffany, what's her last name?
Fong.
Tiffany Fong and Easy. Both vape addicts, dude. Easy, like, puts it over his hand while he's in a meeting.
Like, yeah, the little hide move. Like, you can't tell what's going on.
Like you can't
people commonly do this. People commonly do this every day, like, when you're walking around, like.
Yeah, Easy should be on this show so I can tell him.
Yeah. Well, a couple things on the nicotine. Those Zins I accidentally put in one night when I was inebriated. I put in there's two levels to it, right?
Three and six.
Three and six. I accidentally put two sixes into my mouth. And I just popped them right in, a little upper decky double whammy. And I was sitting there I was not doing well.
Zooming. Yeah, you probably got close to throwing up, at least mentally.
Very close, very close. And the other thing I'll say on cigarettes, I only smoke one cigarette a year on my birthday, actually, believe it or not.
That's an awesome tradition.
Yeah. And Chelans, dude, Chelans will puff those things down like there's no tomorrow. I remember when I went back to visit when I was like 14, all my childhood friends were just ripping cigs at 14 years old. It was like the cool thing to do. But anyway,
everyone hates cigarettes, but then they think like if you smoke nicotine out of like a plastic device made in China, that like, you're not going to die of some weird lung cancer from like a plastic fume derivative that gets in your lungs. It's interesting psychological thing. You know?
Dude, the whole thing is ridiculous. And they're smoking nonstop. Like it's like a baby pacifier based on the way that they're operating. That's why I was like, nah, man, I'll have a cigarette once in a blue moon. If that's the, alternative, cause then like, I'm not going to be sitting in a meeting smoking a cigarette like sitting in my apartment.
Well, actually, you know, the guy behind Medallion, which is like, you know, the best returning fund of all time. He used to just chain smoke cigarettes in the office. He's like 86 and he still does it. Hasn't died yet.
There's a lot of
doesn't wear shoes either.
Long living cigarette people doesn't mean that it doesn't give you cancer though.
That's true.
We're having fun on a Friday. We're a little loosey goosey. The nicotine.
I'm gonna dive into the newsletter. If you could stop talking, Clemente, Jesus, like, dude, you're always interrupting me and preventing me from kicking these things off.
Well, kick it off, baby. Let's go.
The Daily Digest is posted to X every morning and is pinned up top and emailed to anyone that subscribes at thenifty.com or really, let's be honest, it's dailybones.com. That's where you want to go sign up. If you, I see people tweet about not getting the newsletter anymore. That's because I have an anti-bot system that is very aggressive. It is very aggressive. The new email system is not built on the same infrastructure that I have coded.
If Nick could... Yeah, it has to kill 10 humans to take out one bot. He's willing to make that kind of sacrifice.
Yeah. So you can go to dailybones.com and sign up there.
Great page.
Someone said, where did that comment just go? Chiefing heaters. Next show, these guys are chiefing heaters. Book it.
Uh-oh, I think we actually probably get sued by the FTC.
What's that?
We could get sued by the FTC if we do that. So we got to be careful. All right, go on with the newsletter. We just lost Clemente.
Well, I'd go on with the newsletter, but now the people on the Twitter space are not actually getting the newsletter. I'm going to speak it here. Clemente, mute yourself, and I'm going to just speak it into the phone and next to this microphone on YouTube until Clemente can figure out how to use his computer. Welcome to the back to the newsletter segment. Okay, Clemente, you good? Go ahead.
No, my audio is jacked up. Give me one sec.
Then mute yourself and I'm going to speak into the phone. I'm back speaking into the phone because Clemente's audio is still jacked up. He's technically incompetent. The Daily Digest posted to X every morning. Like I said, sign up at dailybones.com. Bonk teases collab with Wormhole. Users who bridged Bonk with Wormhole are used by bonk.com to, quote, stay tuned. What is that? That's the news story. All right, guys, stay tuned.
You ready to change it, Nick? Ready? And we're back. All right, here we go. We're back. Okay, so I just got completely taken out of StreamYard. That has never happened to me before. But next story, Nick, please.
Are you in Firefox?
No, Google Chrome.
And there's your problem. You're supposed to be in Firefox, and that is the literal rule of operating the show. So you just screwed yourself. You played yourself and showed your lack of maturity and experience.
Next news article.
Faircaster announces Solana addresses can now be verified on the platform.
Nice.
Frames can now interact with Solana wallets. I'm telling you, this is actually getting very interesting. Very interesting, Elon Musk.
Very You're getting far-casted.
You're about to get a forecast right up the bum.
Forecast rainy in bankruptcy. All right, I'll take the next one. Pizza Ninja, number one to be featured in an ordinals auction at Sotheby's. Shout out Trevor.
Dude, this is a pretty big story. He DM'd me. I said, how did you get that through? And he said, pizza sets, baby. They're rare. And I'm like, are they really that rare? I'm like, get the hell out of here. That was not what
uncommon pizza set. I believe there's only 2,000 of them.
I had pizza last night and a margarita because it was National Margaritas Day. Newsflash, massive heartburn.
Well, I had heartburn also. I think it was from that cigarette, dude. I took some Tums. It was not a good idea to wherever that brilliant idea came from. Watching Casino, you're like, I gotta go chain smoke. Like, what am I doing right now? Like, I'm just watching this thing.
That's the power of the movie industry, man.
Dude, it's incredible. It was a cigarette ad, basically. In its IPO filing, Reddit reveals it has Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Polygon tokens in its holdings, although claims the net carrying value of its holdings is, quote, immaterial. Why did they mention it then?
They have
to piss off people in there.
They don't. I think it's just to get street cred.
They also lost like $98 million last quarter. Or last year. The two.
Was it last year or last quarter? A side note, not included in here, associated with them losing money, Vice.com shutting down completely. and laying off something like 900 employees or 600 employees. Pretty crazy.
Kind of reverse of the Drake song, you know? Like they started from the bottom, went to the top, then crashed back down.
Dude, news sites in general, to run a website nowadays and have it be profitable is near impossible.
I'd pivot to Farcaster if I was Vice.
Farcaster is a great platform, and I highly recommend it. It's literally just people recording themselves farting and smelling their own farts and then publishing it and saying, yeah, that was good. Crypto top movers, Filecoin up 9% to 810. Shout out to the Filecoin fuckhead community, dude. Now it's 848, but a little bit of a pullback, a little bit of a continued boom.
Why did someone found a 2021 tweet from like March where Nick said that he was like, quit chasing waterfalls. He wasn't trying to chase Filecoin. I thought that was the funniest thing in the world, dude.
I saw a lot of people liking that tweet yesterday. Yeah, this time I'm all in. We're going back to 100. Immutable, down 8% to 315. I'm interested in buying that on a dip, maybe.
Good coin.
Real question, Clemente, is what's up with the token that I bought the other day? The one that's what's the NFT I just bought?
Sappy Seal.
Sappy Seals. What's their token? Pixel?
Pixel, yep.
Can you load that up on CoinMarketCap so we can see that price action since my buy?
Let's take a look. I know Sappy Seals have taken quite the dip since you bought.
But, really? How far back are we?
Dude, you bought at 1.65. They're down to like 1.3,
1.35. Bullish dip.
Pixel's up at 9 cents.
Give me the 7 days, though.
Okay. Nice.
Look at that.
3X.
Woo! Another Trey Bondic.
When did you buy this?
A few days ago when I made when did I state the thesis?
Yeah. You're up for sure. You're up 20% probably.
Less than NVIDIA. Real tough guy.
What was the day I bought the Sappy? How many days ago was it?
It was Wednesday. So 2 days ago. So
the 21st?
Yeah.
We'll go back to 9 a.m. on the 21st and see what...
Yeah, you bought it 8 cents. So you're up.
There you go. Your boy's up. One divided by eight, whatever that is. What, 16%?
14%. That's good.
12%. I'm not good at math with these numbers. And another one. Dude, I just had a lot of money just land in my lap all of a sudden. And I'm trying to figure out some of the trades to make here. I'm thinking about buying another Bitcoin, maybe two Bitcoin, to be completely honest. I'm thinking of adding a lot of ETH because I'm now pissed off about ETH outperforming my CryptoPunks bag.
So like reactive trading. That's smart. I like that.
It's not reactive.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk. I'm very excited to talk to you about that, Nick, because I have some ideas. I've been actually getting in the thick of it trading wise for the first time in since maybe like, dude, when I was back in my prime in like early 2022. But yeah, anyways, before we do that, last thing to cover is you guys can't see it. So I'm having some issues today, but I apologize.
Only you're using Chrome.
I've been using
Chrome. Take a moment. Look.
I don't have Firefox. Nick, I don't have Firefox. We can talk about it after the show.
Download Firefox. It takes 2 seconds for you to do that, dude.
Fallen Ordinals.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the Fallen Ordinals is the mint to watch for tomorrow. It is by Oni Force, which is a 3-3.
Just lost them. I'll wrap that one up. So Oni Force, supply 3,333. Mint price point. Mint price 0.007. Kicking it over to Nick so he can tell the people on the show.
Fallen Angels. Clemente, mute yourself and download Firefox and figure it out, player. Figure it out. All you need is Firefox. It takes 2 seconds to install the thing. And mute yourself on here. And we'll go from there. I'm speaking, keeping this show alive. You're welcome, Clemente. He's back that quick. There's no way he installed Firefox.
I'll do it after the show. It was because I had a VPN turned on that was screwing everything up.
Real quick.
So unmute the Twitter space.
All right, here we go. I'm back. This is not happening ever again. I apologize. Literally not happening ever again. Last story.
I've never seen this level of unprofessionalism in my life, dude. In my life.
Yeah, frankly, I apologize. This is literally never going to happen again. But before we wrap, last.
Did you put two of those double zins in your mouth, dude?
Oni Force Fallen. There's an upcoming Ordinals collection. It's minting tomorrow. A mint price is between 0.0077 Bitcoin to 0.016 Bitcoin. This is Oni Force's team. The new one. This is their first mint from their team. So they're looking to raise some capital here. This is what they are claiming to be the first collection, the anime-based collection on Ordinals. So something to watch for there, especially given the recent price action we've been seeing on Ordinals. But that's the last story from the Nifty Daily Digest or Daily Bones, which you can go subscribe. Just to kick things off, Nick, let's talk about the portfolio management piece. You have some money you came up upon.
And let's talk about this Oni Force situation. What?
Yeah, they're...
How's their floor doing?
It's so they took a snapshot for it and they gave white, like allow list to some of the top holders within their point system, which they have like a little bit of a loyalty system that they've been working on. I think since the last 4 or 5 months, they took a snapshot for it. Oni Force is down from about 1.1 ETH to 0.7 in the last 30 days or so. So it's been kind of decreasing going into this mint, losing some momentum, which is not great.
Okay. So what, I don't know about this, man. All these people are minting new projects. I'm hearing rumblings of basically every, I was about to call it blue collar NFT project, every blue chip NFT project is basically minting new NFTs.
We've seen this story play out before.
What's that?
We've seen this story play out before.
This is ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, and just real quick, I just want to say I apologize to the Bitcoin Puppets community. I actually do like it. I think it's fun, playful art. I wish I got in earlier. I was just feeling a little saucy earlier, and I went on a rant, and that's not genuine. And I love Bitcoin Puppets, and a lot of the people that I like in this space rock Bitcoin Puppets.
So. Did they come after you on Twitter?
Not at all. They're actually cool people. They're not like cult, like attackers. Like, no, they're cool people.
So you're friends with some Bitcoin puppets and therefore you're not racist?
Well, Google thinks I am. Gemini definitely thinks I am. But that's another story.
Okay.
So on this note, Nick, you were talking about upcoming mints, people raising money. It's obviously a great way to raise money to drop a mint. I was curious on the VC front. We are seeing, it's literally every week we see two or three more I would say crypto native companies raising money. Do you feel like we will see NFT projects raise money instead of using a mint to actually raise money via VC funding now that some of the capital is back and it feels like that's gaining some momentum? I'm curious what your thoughts are on that department. If you've been surprised by how fast VC funding has come back into the Web3 space.
I mean, I wouldn't say that it's way back. A couple of rounds have been done. I mean, honestly, I don't think anyone gives a shit about it. But in terms of, I have no idea, dude. Can you give me like an actual like data in terms of like
Agent Layer data? Raised 100 million Series B.
Who did?
Eigen Layer. Yeah, Eigen Layer raised 100 million. Helios Labs raised $9.5 million, which kicks it in the weather report for those two raises. That's just in the last 24 hours.
Uh-huh. A lot of money flowing into gaming.
Some money. Gaming. Also, the Exterio Labs, Jeremy Horan's company, has also raised a good amount of capital in the last 30 days.
Hearing rumors of another big raise, too, that's probably going to go through. That'll be big news down the road. So, I mean, yeah, Clemente is onto something. The money floweth.
Can you show me the... like some data in terms of, you know, what, how much VC money went into the Web3 space in Q4 of last year, Clemente? Of the crypto space?
I will, but I cannot do this right now. I don't have it handy. I don't know how I would find that unless someone was tweeting about it. But anyways, I was just curious about it. We don't have to talk about it.
I mean, I feel like that's like really the, so here's what it says. CNBC, crypto venture funding climbs for first time in nearly 2 years after Bitcoin's stellar run. So CNBC published this on February 16th. Clemente, quick fun fact on how I found that. Google. So I just typed in venture funding Q4 2023 to see what happens. And this article came up first. PitchBook said in a fourth quarter update that the level of investment for crypto-related companies in the fourth quarter totaled $1.9 billion. How big of an increase on a percentage basis do you think that was, Clemente?
40%.
2.5% increase from the prior quarter. Crypto venture funding has bottomed in tandem with a rise in crypto asset prices and public market valuations of crypto-related companies such as Coinbase, Marathon Digital, and MicroStrategy. Notable fundraisers during the quarter included crypto exchanges Swan Bitcoin and Blockchain.com. Ooh, Blockchain.com. I know the founder of that raised more money from it, which raised $165 million and $100 million respectively. Very interesting. People in the comments just really hating on my attitude today. And I'll tell you,
I kind of like it. A little spiciness. You know what I mean? Like, you know, some people like a little spice in their life. I like a little spice. Clemente is a tough guy, dude. He's got a tough shell, man. He can take some dings, dude.
I basically have to apologize to him three times a week on Slack to let him know.
He's like that caterpillar in Pokemon at the beginning when the only thing he can do is harden. Like Clemente is just getting attacked by Nick and he's just hardened, hardened, hardened. And then eventually turns into a butterfly that can shoot a laser beam in Nick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we can move on. I am curious if you guys had any thoughts on the Persona ETH Mint. That was the topic of discussion yesterday. I want to share my personal experience. I put in a bid last night. So this thing was, they were selling roughly 5,000 or so NFTs via a public auction. You can put in a bid between 0.069 to 0.29. And they 3x oversubscribed the max bid. So these guys raised, it ended up being a $5.5 million raise. I put in a bid yesterday and I ended up paying $60 to put in the bid in just gas fees. And then I didn't win. And then I ended up having to pay another $40 to claim the bid. And then these guys got shat on yesterday because their contract address, it wasn't even random. Whoever paid the most gas ended up winning. But anyways, these things are trading at a 2x the auction price. So they're sitting at actually 0.65 ETH. They were rallying up. They're sitting at 0.45 ETH. I tweeted out like, yo, hey, maybe you should buy something here. I would buy some if I wasn't so grumpy right now because I got screwed by them and they did a little rally there. I'm kind of on a hot streak, but Kix, I don't know if you saw that. If you have any thoughts on Persona, given that we talked about it yesterday and Easy was very bullish on them.
Yeah. I mean, I think the, like, you know, the project looks cool. I'm sure there's some bullishness around it. I think the specific mint model that they're using, it's been done before, is used by some like a Asian gaming company, same kind of thing. You just like send money in to like basically like a raffle based mint or whatever. It's just a terrible model. That specific model is just a terrible model. There's so many other models that are just unarguably better, right? Like do a Dutch auction, do a reverse Dutch auction, just do a mint with, you know, allocations. But like doing this, like everybody throws in money and then like we raffle it and then send your money back is just like the least efficient system that I could ever imagine. So I think, you know, shout out Persona, price doing good. Awesome. A lot of people are excited about it. That's great. Just specifically on that type of model. I think it needs to go.
What's your temperature check right now on the ETH NFT market, Kix? I am bullish myself and I've been like, I'm a big numbers guy. I was looking at the NFT market.
Big volume. Numbers guy. Let's go, dude.
I was looking at the, I'm actually about to mute him. If I was looking
Harden.
At
Harden.
Harden. And these comments are insane today.
Dude, so real, can we pause for this? They say Nick is Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Nick is an awful leader. Clemente gets smacked around. Clemente just building up a workplace violence suit. We got poor Clemente. Someone comes in. Clemente is getting lazy. Clemente is the Bob Cratchit to Nick Scrooge. Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, LMAO.
Dude, I mean, in reality, the comments are a reflection of us. So, like, we have caused this. This is the onus is on us.
Clemente looking at Ryan Carson's contact hovering over the call button. He got unfollowed by Ryan Carson the other day, by the way.
I got unfollowed by him already, so it's safe to say that contact won't be getting.
That calls me a little awkward.
Just hope Clemente doesn't have a breakdown on camera. Clemente getting an intern is going to his head. The hunger isn't there anymore. True that, Shiggins.
Well, yeah, great question, Clemente. I am honestly, I have to like say, like, I'm not as deep into the ETH kind of, you know, like trading. I'm not like in 2021, I could tell you the floor price of every ETH project. I'm not as hip to the scene. But I do know that generally, like, the ETH market really likes to explode when ETH is consolidating, right? Or going down in price. So I think it's definitely setting up where, like, as ETH, if ETH continues to make a move, when it stabilizes or starts to retrace, we could get a nice move in the ETH NFTs. I also think ETH NFTs are just struggling from like a more diverse marketplace. In 2021, ETH was the only place you could really trade NFTs. Now there's Ordinals. Now there's Solana, right? Where you can do fast transactions very cheaply. Now there's Say, now there's Sui. There's so many different places that I personally think, like, and then ETH is just getting hammered by these gas costs, right? And it's just so bad. People are over it. That's why I personally think, and Clemente, you've agreed with this, that like if Blast Blur kind of like is able to solve this gas issue for ETH layer one NFTs, that could be like, you know, the massive catalyst. But I mean, things are doing great. You're right, Clemente. I mean, look at like Camp High Pandas up to 3 ETH. That's massive. We got Creeps above 3 ETH. Like, we got a lot of things making big moves. I mean, obviously Pudgy Penguins going up to 20. So there's moves to be had. Sappy Seals, you had, right, went up. So I mean, there's definitely moves to be made on the ETH side. And if you look at what happened, if you draw parallels to crypto market and the NFT market, what happened on the crypto market, right? Solana pumped, Say pumped, AVAX pumped, all these non-ETH things pumped, right? And then basically everyone called ETH dead. And then what does ETH do? ETH pumps when everything else consolidates. You can draw some parallels there to the NFT market, right? Where everyone's like, ETH NFTs are dead. ETH NFTs are dead. Everything else is hot, right? Eventually there'll be, I think, the same kind of scenario play out. So I think you're pretty well positioned over there. Oh, another call out there. Pirate Nation, half an ETH. You could have gotten those at like 0.10, I want to say, like 4 or 6 months ago. Pirate Nation with a massive announcement. They're basically creating a multi-chain ecosystem on top of Arbitrum that will allow them to scale up to like 100 million plus users. So they're pumping on that news.
So right now, ETH NFTs are having a little run. And I generally think that Solana NFTs, would be the move at this moment, because there's just less hype. It, like, we've been operating in like Ordinals, Ethereum, Solana have been like the Holy Trinity, if you want to call it. And then you have outside of the Holy Trinity, you have the devil, and the devil is Say NFTs, right? Like, that's what we got going on over there. If you want to mess around, you could get some Say NFTs. If you want to get wild, you could go over to Avalanche and trade some of those NFTs or some of the meme coins going on over there.
Avalanche, unfortunately, I think down right now, pulling a Solana. I'm personally a big fan of AVAX, building Tilt Yard on AVAX. Always sucks for a situation like this. I'm sure they're going to be able to get through it, get to the other side, and have a good little post-op. But yeah, some people in the comments were calling for the Admiral of AVAX to make a statement on this.
Yeah, and anything to say, Nick?
About what?
AVAX has allegedly been down as of right before we started the show.
Oh, man, that's just a bullish reboot, dude. Solana's been through this one before. I'm totally down with it. Like, they're working through it. They'll figure it out. Their price is down as well a little bit. But look, I own a decent amount of Avalanche. I still think we're going to be okay. Look, they have a status page. They got a block finalization stall. Just go to status.avalanche.com or whatever their website is.
Hey, I had a nail in my tire the other day. You get curveballs in life.
We got a nail in our tire, actually. And what I've learned about is the power of run flat tires. Holy cow, dude. You can get a nice run. That thing, it'll just hold, like, it'll just keep going. No problem whatsoever. It'll keep
15 PSI in there, no problem. I mean, you can get where you need to go. It's going to be a little bumpy, but...
Well, yeah, I added air back to it, and it's still stuck in there. It was still pretty good. So, anyways, Clemente, you know, the ETH NFT situation, the Avalanche downtime, wow. What was not included in your updates here is anything about Frank, which...
That was yesterday.
It was, we talked about it yesterday very quickly. The reason why I think it's a non-story is this is the backstory is that this, frankly, is, I think, already happened. It happened back in January, at least Kevin leaving the team. I don't know when the merger happened, but Frank mentioned that he had this thing in the draft, this announcement in the draft for quite some time, and he dropped it yesterday or 2 days ago. I think he dropped it literally when we saw Garga make the announcement of he's stepping back into CEO. He's like, fuck it, I'll do it too. Why not?
What was his announcement the other day? I only saw
literally that Dust Labs and D Labs were merging after they've been like two separate entities, and that he would be stepping in as the CEO of that newly merged company, and that Kevin was stepping down.
Hey man, you know, you gotta, you know, that's startup life, right? You know, you gotta things in and out, yada yada yada. Breaking news.
Things in and out, up, yada, yada, yada. All right.
Uniswap up 40%, just Woo! Straight line up after a new proposal to create a fee mechanism rewarding token holders is going live. So holding Uniswap, you could earn some of the fees that Uniswap generated. They've been asking for this on the Uniswap front for quite a long time. Also very significant. Wow. Considering they're a U.S. company, but that's what we call a straight line up. You know, that's a pumperino right there. If you're holding some Uniswap, you got to feel pretty good right now.
Wow. Wow.
Nick, what do you make of this pump? Do you own any Uniswap?
Wow. I actually no, probably not.
Yeah. This is what you call a good old fashioned piss missile. I don't think... Uniswap has seen this type of price action since the horse news of the CEO leaked, but that was in the opposite direction. frankly, I was going to make a hardened joke there that I'm not going to make actually. But Uniswap rallying on the news. I am down on my Jupiter trade, which has been called the Uniswap off Solana. That thing is below.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I was completely jumping out of line there. I was going to say let's roll this in to crypto market talk for one moment and in the overall market. And also we got to pick some of these. We were going to do a segment where I'm picking my Solana NFTs, right?
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that one. But yeah, quickly on a crypto price action talk, Nick, take it away.
So let's talk about the technicals here right now, Clemente. And Kix, you're involved in this show as well. Thanks. You know, I want to include you. Hold on, let me find where I'm trying to.
While you're pulling it up, I apologize for the misinformation. It was SushiSwap, not Uniswap, that was
involved. Yeah, Uniswap was not involved with the horse.
Again, yeah. I apologize to all the Uniswap community, to the Uniswap founder, frankly, that I brought that person into the horse story.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know their opinion on horses. We're not making a judgment one way or the other.
Exactly.
We're just saying that they weren't involved in that specific story.
So for those that aren't aware, there was a horse fingering incident supposedly. And so it was complete nonsense. Couple of things here. We're seeing some pullback action here and I'm interested in the pullback at the moment. Bitcoin having a little bit of a pullback. We're seeing it sort of turn over a little bit. I'd like to see a nice little run back. I'd like to see Bitcoin closer to 45 if possible. I don't know if we're going to get it down there.
Yeah, Capo sold all of his alts
What's that?
Capo sold all of his alts today, just in case you were wondering.
Isn't that guy perpetually short?
I guess he bought alts at the end of January, saying this was the last pump before the dump that he's been calling for.
Well, I'll be interested to see how far this pulls back. I mean, BTC, like, how low can it go? I don't know. Like, all the there's so many Bitcoiners that are like, never going below 40,000 ever again. Never going below it ever again. Look, Bitcoin is volatile. We're seeing a lot of buying pressure in general, but we are seeing your favorite, the MACD curl here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it's gonna go down a little bit,
which you're a big fan of.
It could go to the orange line, you know, to retest the median. You know,
you're talking about just to here at 48.
I'm just saying it's probably gonna test that, but I'm not saying.
Why not test the bottom? We've tested the bottom of the Bollinger Bands already. And we saw as high as 47,000 and then a pullback to 40,000, basically.
I was thinking of selling my Blur yesterday and taking those profits and bridging it over to Blast to get ready to make some money on Blast. But really good tokenomics there. If I withdraw my Blur, then I lose my points multiplier. So right now I have 75 million base points. But I have 190 million points with the multiplier. So
it's damn, it's, you got a lot of action on there. I haven't been making moves. Is there a way for me to play catch up here?
Yes, dude. That's what everyone thinks, that like it's too late right now, dude. The whole thing is, I think a lot of the rewards are going to be weighted towards actual Blast mainnet activity. Yeah. Like, you know, like are you, yes, the people that just sat there passively on the bridge are going to get rewarded, but they're going to probably put a lot of rewards to like actually using the mainnet thing. So mm-hmm. I think it's definitely not too late to get over. I personally bridged 20K over yesterday to get ready to make some action. I can send you an invite code if you'd like to join my squad, Nick.
I'd like to join your squad. I'll take the invite code. I will join. I'll throw. You said $20,000?
Yeah.
I'll send 20,000 in 1K.
And the thing is, it's earning native yield. You're getting 5% on your USDC, 4% on your ETH, just sitting there. I'm sure we'll make some moves. We'll make some moves. We'll farm some Blast.
I got a question. Let's say you came into a sizable amount of money.
Yeah.
Like $40 million or something like that. Let's just say you came into that amount. What's your crypto trades here? No, I can't. I got a couple hundred grand that actually one. I have some bonds ending with the US Treasury in 6 days. Mm-hmm. And then I have company shares in the last company I was at, got a buyer nice. For a big pool of them. I'm up significantly on that. So that's another couple hundred grand. That's fat, dude.
I would definitely send some money over to Blast, because like, even if you're going to like, you can basically sit in ETH. You said you're going to buy ETH anyways, right?
So let's say I'm underexposed to ETH specifically. So I want to do something with that.
Yeah. So let's say you buy 100 grand of ETH, you bridge it over to Blast. If it's just sitting there, you're earning 4% yield. You actually do some trading on there, right? You're going to be farming Blast while you're doing it. There's probably going to be a lot of plays to be had there. I think Blast is going to come out at like an insane market cap, unless the crypto market is completely shit the bed. Like if we're within 10-20% of where we are now to the downside, I think Blast could come out at like 4 million circulating, 5 million circulating, something crazy. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there. I don't know what I would do with the rest of the money.
I think we could see Clemente pull up the screen here. I think a 20% pullback is fair. You could see ETH here with 20% down. You're looking at what, 2,400? That would be interesting. You could see the same thing on Bitcoin here. I would like to see at a minimum, I think 44K is interesting. And that's still within the Bollinger Bands. And I think at a 20%, you're getting 42K. I'm interested in really aping at some of those levels. I don't think that this bull market is done. Dude, a lot of international markets are absolutely on a tear at this moment in time. We're seeing what is it? The Japanese, what's the Japanese?
Nikkei.
The Nikkei.
Remember, I famously had the long Nikkei short SPY hedge trade, which I think I sold out of it because I was bored with it, but I think it's performed phenomenally.
Well, the SPX, if you take a look at that one, dude, like I should actually pull it back up. But basically, the market is absolutely dominating, dude. Look at this run. Look at the daily run. So ever since, like, if you go back to October 2022.
Bless you. Bless you.
Are we going to hear this S&P 500?
This is S&P. Dude, look at this run since just October of 2023. We've gone
from like 35%.
Oh, I mean, this is
give me a little ruler that.
This is 24%.
That's not even the bottom. The bottom is October.
I can go to the smaller one. I can go. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, but since October 2023, yeah, that's a big old run up. But also, we just have, you know, a lot of money sloshing around in the markets, right? So,
I mean, yeah, there's a lot. 42%. On the bottom, we have since October 2022. That's a huge run, basically, for the stock market. You usually don't get that sort of upside action. Everyone says election years are good. I see that in the comment. Dude, there's been some a lot of bullish action, especially on places like Meta, which has just been an absolute tear. But anyways, at this point, the question is, where's the upside growth? And I think like we could definitely see a 20-30% pullback on crypto. That's always in the cards. You got to be ready for that. You got to have balls of steel in order to handle that. Or for the women, a strong pelvic floor. I don't know.
Harden. Nick, I agree. I appreciate all of that insight. I do want to, before we wrap up the show, talk briefly about Solana NFTs, because you mentioned it's the third. It's kind of a sleeping giant right now. A lot of the attention is on Ordinals. Obviously, we talked about Puppets. Mm-hmm. No, getting close to new all-time highs. Puppets are at a new all-time high. We have Ethereum NFTs making moves as well, but Solana's been largely quiet. I wanted to ask you what you are potentially looking at buying. I have some ideas on purchases that I've been making on the Solana NFT front, but I'll let you start.
Well, obviously I can say Bodagos, but that's heavily biased. Look, the MARMs have pulled back a lot. And I think this is just selling from people that were in here early. I got some cookie issues that have been messing with my
stream. I'll share my screen. I got no cookies issues at all. Frankly, my cookies are fantastic. But yeah, here are the MARMs. I'll change the date up on this. But tell me what you're seeing with the MARMs.
You have good cookies?
Yeah.
Chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Nice looking chart here.
The MARMs is one that I'm interested in here. It saw a huge run on the drop. Those sort of initial pumps usually pull back. That's one that if I were to pick up a couple, I'm interested in. What was the real estate one that Easy had before?
Parcel.
That one seems like another interesting one.
Absolute cook.
Can we pull up this chart? When did he get in?
He got in sub three. And then, but he sold at 10 was his price target. I think he may have
click the pro view on Tensor here down at the bottom. And let's take a look at the chart. Wow.
Let me make it the 1 day. Look at that.
Damn. I mean, that's a hell of a chart.
Yeah. So they've been rallying, but it's largely on the speculation right now, Nick, of like airdrops, farming. That's kind of the meta right now is farming liquidity. Yeah, go ahead.
Check out Kanpai Pandas. I'd be interested in buying this on a pullback on Solana. This chart is very strong. And so this is one that I've been watching. I just regret not having bought it at the bottom here. Yeah, that's one that I'm definitively interested in. I want to go through the process of buying some on here. Is Sharkify, they're launching a token, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's expected to be one of, or it's one of the finalists to be launched on Jupiter's launch pad, actually.
Interesting. And will NFT holders be rewarded?
That's the assumption.
So why is it pulled back so significantly in recent days?
I don't know specifically with Sharkify, but I would assume maybe it would be, I'll look into it.
That's one I'm interested in as well. I'm trying to think if there, what other Solana NFTs I'm interested in buying. There's not, there aren't a ton that I'm eyeing directly. What's going on with these bozos, dude? I'm not.
I'll share a little bit behind on my thought process. Obviously, we've seen Mad Lads rally. The way I was looking at it, right, is we saw this insane Solana NFT rally in November, right? We saw Mad Lads, we saw Tensorians, and we saw Bodagos and Klainosaurs. Those are the main four. Obviously, there were more that just had this insane rally as Ethereum liquidity shifted over to it. Since then, obviously, we've had things cool off. Mad Lads are back. Mad Lads are seeing a little bit of a rally. Tensorians, not as much. They're kind of lagging behind. So those are interesting to me. Obviously, well,
Tensorians is an interesting one, given it's pulled back from 122 down to 75. I think there were some tokenomics things, in terms of what the rewards are for the like points and how that's set up.
The other
one is back and talk about the logistics there, but yeah.
Yeah, the other thing I was very curious at was Klainosaurs. The market tends to really like Klainosaurs in terms of just an overall bet on the Solana NFT market. Like you look at blue chip Solana NFTs, I feel like Klainosaurs are up there, and they reached a recent high of, they've literally pulled back over 50% since their local high. So these are very interesting to me. Obviously the team keeps building stuff over there. They're a high level team and they haven't really recovered. They haven't rallied as much as like a Mad Lads, for example. So if you're betting on Solana NFTs being undervalued, this would seem like a good bet to make here. I'm very interested in it. The problem is like you're making a $3,600 bet basically. It's not.
That's why all the ones that I mentioned are not at that price. There's obviously projects that I like, including Mad Lads. I bought this secondary one. Did we mark the top of this, like when we bought this Call of the Saga one?
Yeah, you guys literally marked the top on it. You made like $100 on it on the first day, but since then, just nothing.
Yeah, then I got wrecked. It's all good. This one's pretty high as well in terms of price action. I'm looking for anything that's like lower price max upside here, which is why, like, honestly, there's no reason in my mind that for example, Fraganas should be worth two times as much as MARMs. So from that standpoint, I'm interested in MARMs. That's one that I would potentially consider sweeping the floor and diving deep on. Yeah, there's major opportunities with that. I know you're feeling a little bit salty about getting wrecked about that trade, but
I mean, I'm still up. Like I sold one at 4.8 SOL, and then so I made a profit, but I minted two of these for 2 SOL. So I'm still up overall on the trade. I'm just like, I didn't closely watch it with these mints right away, especially on Solana. Like if you don't watch it, if you're not closely paying attention to it, you can just get destroyed by people undercutting themselves and possibly some bearish news, or if nothing comes out right after the mint, which is kind of what happened. ARMs are interesting, right? But I don't think they dip below like 1.8 yesterday. They've since recovered. I bought one live on the show for fun 2 days ago. Like
I'm buying one on Tensor right now.
Oh, let's go. Which one are you buying?
Well, I don't want to say because I want to go through the process of transacting. Let's see if I can buy this.
So Nick's buying a Marms live at about 2.1 soul. That's an interesting buy. I honestly like the little potatoes a little bit more, dude. I think these are sick.
Are you kidding me? What's the deal with these? Why would I buy the little potatoes? I bought the 3D glasses one that was sitting on the bottom. That looked tasty.
Yeah, the FUD on little potato or the FUD on Marms is that basically this was an influencer marketing campaign, right? I'm speaking what I've been seeing, the sentiment. I'm not.
Oh God, this that's like the shade that we get as well. It's like, oh, the influencers colluded to pump this thing again, dude.
But when you look at Lil Potates, this was kind of a grassroots movement. These started out, they minted out at like, I don't know how, it might have been even a Freeman or very cheap, but it debuted at 0.3. Our Bodago's Discord was all over it. They made like a 6 or 7X. They got up to 2.2. They've since shut down their Discord because the founder is wanting to just focus on building the IP here. But I think these Lil Potates are cute.
Can we just shut down the Discord and be like, yeah, we're focusing on building the IP. Do one last talk and just be like, yeah, we'll see you in a couple months.
Yeah, yeah. He literally just shut it down and he was like, you know, I got to lock in. I got to focus here and I can't have the community distracting me. The Lopal Tates are interesting. They have some cards up their sleeve. They're not afraid to take swings. Arms, I look at more of like, I don't know how many tricks they have up their sleeves, right? Crypto Undeads also, it's like, the guy could be throwing stuff and just like not afraid to take a bunch of gambles. Marm seems like a more calculated play. Potates just don't give a shit, dude.
All right. Well, I bought a Marm. I now own two Marms. So we'll see how that one plays out. The bigger ones, I'm hesitant to trade. But there's definitively. Anyways, yeah, that's my buy of the day.
By the day, I will check in on that next week to see how that buy pays off. I had my Marms listed at 2.3. So I'm taking a little bit of a counter position. People are talking smack about your buy, Nick. They're saying Nifty Nick has no dignity buying Marms at this price. They're saying that you're an influencer pumping this thing. So the controversial buy. But either way,
who's saying that?
Multiple comments. I don't want to shout them out specifically, but Benny was like it, and Test Tube Ted's prediction is that it does not play out well. So anyways, that's our show for the day, for the week. We'll be back on Monday. Thank you all for tuning in. Obviously, another thank you to Tensor, the partner of today's show. Go check out their price lock feature. I'm going to be deep diving a little bit more on it because I find it very interesting, but you can pick a price, go long or go short, lock it for 7 days and whatever the spread is, you can make a profit minus a one-time fee. You also pay and you get some Tensor points for it. So make sure to check that out. You can go to tensor.trade/lock to check out their price lock feature to learn more. But thank you all for tuning in. We will.